I'm a hands-on learner, and I want to increase my success on the mat. However, I can only be here a few times a week. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. I'll tell you. First, let's start with the fact that some of us are visual learners, where we can watch things, we can very easily sponge things, and we can simply catalog them in our head. Others, they need a hands-on approach where they have to practice, feel things. You know, there are some individuals who have to execute hundreds, if not thousands, of repetitions in order for them to seal the information. We all learn very differently. We all have different ways of cataloging and then recalling that information. But it's all about streamlining the process, understanding what we're trying to do, and then streamlining on the flip side when we are executing it, right? So I think our primary methods of training should be what's benefiting us. But we shouldn't be stopping ourselves. We shouldn't be stopping ourselves from other opportunities that are in front of us. And what I mean by this, if I am a hands-on learner, does not mean that I shouldn't stimulate myself with other avenues. Here's a good example. If you are a hands-on learner, and let's just say every Monday you come to the class and you learn two, three techniques that your instructor is showing you, what if you would be able to get a glimpse of these techniques on Sunday or Saturday, just a day or two before you come to the class? Well, one's going to say, well, I don't like watching videos. And great, you don't have to watch the videos, but it's not about you liking something. It's about really about you making the best out of the learning opportunities that you have. So what I'm going with this, if you watch a video that's going to be taught or a technique that's going to be taught in a class on Monday, but you watched it on Sunday or Saturday, a few days ahead, this would give you a glimpse, an idea of what's going to be happening. So at that point, you're not walking into the class completely blinded. You're not walking into a class completely not knowing what's going to happen, and you're trying to find yourself. You actually have a plan. It could be a very small plan, but there is a plan. There's a plan of you knowing what's going to happen, which means you might have a point of anticipation. You might have a point of actually what's going to happen. You know which partner to choose. You know how to react to your partner. You know how to help your partner. And see, all these little things is going to help you in the very, very long run. Now imagine if you did this every single week. Imagine if you did this before every single class. Somebody told me a while back, and all these little wisdoms, little stories that come in my mind. But imagine jiu-jitsu is like walking into a pitch dark room. You don't know what's going on. You can't see anything. You can't even see your own feet or right, what's right in front of your feet. And your job is to get across that room. And you're stumbling across things. You find your way eventually, but it's very difficult. Now imagine if there was a little light at the end of the room. The light does not light up the whole room, but it just gives you a path. It's like a little guide, a little direction in which you're going. Things change drastically at that point. Even though you might not see what's immediately in front of you, at least you know the direction you're going to go. And that's kind of how I'm looking at, reviewing things ahead of time. This is where asking questions ahead. Hey, professor, what are we going to be learning next week? Maybe there's a curriculum available to you so you can review what you will be learning. Perhaps there is a videos available from your instructors where you can review those techniques ahead of time and be ready as you're coming into a class. Bottom line, this mat behind me, I'm considering it. I'm looking at it as a classroom. We are here to educate ourselves. We are here to get better, to learn new things. There is power behind being prepared and planning just a little bit ahead of time. Thanks for listening. If you would like to engage and send me your comments, thoughts, questions, I'll be happy to bring it up to the show and help you out in any way I possibly can. You can find me on Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ. Until then, keep on rolling. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace.